time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us today. We've got a busy show lined up, and we're going to start the morning with the Dawson Springs Panthers in the studio with us. Head coach Mickey Blue is here. Rex Blue is with us. Montgomery Johnston in the studio with us. And first of all, appreciate you guys coming over this morning, Mickey, and some congratulations in order. You're the second region coach of the year. Rex is the second region player of the year. And Gummy is the school's all-time leading scorer.
Well, in our mind, we got two region players of the year. We call them co-region players of the year at our school.
Well, and it was a good year for region players. There were a lot of good people around the area.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, Rex, tell us about being the player of the year.
It was definitely a big honor to receive this award just because of after the hours and all the time that's been put into it over the years. And just it was a sense of almost relief after it was like I realized that I've done all of this for a good reason, and everything that I've done has been put into something good and been put to good use.
And Montgomery, tell us about setting the record the other night.
It was nice. I mean, it's not something that I like expected to do, like coming in like as a freshman or whatnot, but being able to get it done now and then doing it on that big of a stage at Caldwell County during the district was just something that was really cool.
Well, and combined, you guys are what now, about 3,900 points?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, Mickey, talk about the big win the other night over Caldwell County. What about the atmosphere Monday night? That's what high school sports is about, right?
Yeah, it should be like that every night. I wish our kids, and it's for all the schools, not just ours, I wish the kids here in Western Kentucky could experience what they do in Southern Indiana. Like in Washington, Indiana at the Hatchet House, it's such a great place to play. And that Monday night had a good feel to it. So I'm glad all the players got to experience that.
Well, and both games, really – the crowd was great all night, and we talked all year about how even the district was, and we were 30 seconds away from the number 3 and 4 seeds playing in the championship.
Yes, sir. I mean, you just never know at this time of the year. You got to be ready to play, and, you know, people are fighting for their last games, so, you know, seniors especially, and you just got to roll with the punches and hope you're ready to accept the bell and the challenge. Yeah.
Felt like everyone from Dawson Springs was in the gym the other night.
Yeah, they did very well, and I'm pretty sure we're even going to have more tonight.
Well, and Gummy, you're kind of sort of a Caldwell County kid. I mean, yes. You go to church over here, and it seems like a lot of those folks show up every time you guys play.
Yes, sir.
Talk about having that crowd behind you, though, for a big game.
It's really nice. I mean, we're from Dawson, so we got a small school and all, but being able to play in front of all those people, it's nice. I mean, for them to come out and show how much they actually support us and everything, it's just like something that we don't experience all the time, but whenever they show up and you know that they're there.
Yeah. Mickey, it's always big to get a win in the postseason, but at Dawson Springs, I think those mean just a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, we understand that we're the run of the litter. You know, until Heritage Christian came in, we were the smallest school in the region for a long time. And when you have such big gaps, you know, we haven't been in the spot since 2017.
Yeah.
So it means a lot because it just hasn't happened frequently enough. So hopefully, you know, we know tonight got a big task, but we also know that we get to play next week. So there's not really any pressure for tonight.
Well, you do get the extra game, but if you start looking ahead just a little bit, going into that region tournament as a district champion, looks like it's probably going to get you a lot better draw than being a district runner-up.
You're right, but I'm not looking at that right now.
Well, you guys have Madisonville North Hopkins coming up tonight at the Cab, 6 o'clock in the championship, and you guys split with the Maroons during the season, so a pretty even matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. You know, anybody that's competitive, you know, they took a lot of heat from their fans on social media when that happened. So, you know, they're sitting there, they're going to be looking for payback. So, you know, we got to be ready to accept the challenge, be ready to play every play, play smart, and just, you know, don't let it get too big. It's a basketball game.
This was kind of the season you guys were shooting for, though, I think, because you got your seniors here with you. I mean, this is kind of the year you guys were looking to kind of make a move.
Yeah, I mean, these two have been, you know, unfortunately, the first year they had experienced 3 wins, you know, but it also, they've grown. Mm-hmm. Anybody that goes through life and everything's just easy, that's, you don't get to find out who you are. Mm-hmm. You find out who you are through adversity. And we've dealt with it, we are dealing with it, and we'll continue to deal with it. But I really like their mindset this week. Mm. You know, starting, even though we lost to Logan County, they got such a big lead on us, we actually was down 25, but we cut it to 7 at one time. And, you know, when you're off a week, you're a little rusty, and, you know, things just didn't go our way that night. But you learn and move on.
Well, what's kind of the game plan tonight, and what do you guys have to do well to pull out the win?
Score one more point than they do.
It's always the, comes back to that, doesn't it?
For us, it comes down to heart, plain and simple. If we don't play with heart, we won't win.
Yeah. I got to talk to Jeff Shepherd one time, and I kind of asked him about, you know, how do you guys pull those games out? He's like, you just got to make the plays the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, well, that helps if we got 2 seniors,
yeah.
You know, and that's not saying that our underclassmen don't matter. They do matter. But you know just as well as I do, they've been through the wars. That's why you have seniors, the leadership. And right now, in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, these two are shooting over 90% on the year in the last 2 minutes in the fourth quarter from the free throw line.
Yeah, that's pretty big, and you guys have to feel pretty solid if you've got that lead with 3 or 4 minutes to go that you're going to hang on to that thing.
Well, we're the number one free throw shooting team in the region.
Wow.
So
that's always a good sign.
Yes, but we do practice them. That's part of the reason why.
Yeah. Rex, how long have you guys played together?
4 years. This is the fourth year. It's been a while, and in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't look like that long since all of them have been playing for much longer than since when I came. But it's just we've built a family. We're no longer a team. We've come together. Obviously, there's adversity on the outside, but we, especially here recently, we have come together and we built a family, and none of that matters. The only thing we're worried about right now is winning. And so I really appreciate that our team has been able to come together and do that over the past 4 years.
Now, at what point did you get into basketball?
There was a switch flipped in about sixth grade. When I first started in sixth grade, I was terrible. And Dad can even tell you that, his opinion.
That's kind of hard to believe, though.
Well, I really...
if you go to my... I have you on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Well, just this week, a memory came up from 6 years ago, and I posted where I was proud of him because earlier that year his mother looked me in the eye and I hurt her feelings, and it was interesting to say the least. But things kind of changed, and you know, and he stuck with the plan, and here we are. I mean, you know, he's gotten a lot better, fortunately for him and our team, and we'll see what the outcome comes for the postseason.
Now, did you play any other sports?
When I was real young, I played baseball and football, and then I ran cross country this year. But I ran cross country from fifth to eighth grade. Was it fifth? Yeah, fifth to eighth grade at Henderson. But then I stopped once I came here, and then this past season I decided to run again.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing for him, in my opinion, the thing that's helped him the most was Daniel Meeks with martial arts, Taekwondo.
Really?
Yeah, from the age of 4, Dad put me and Mick both into martial arts, and I credit that man to a lot of the reasons why I have been able to accomplish the things that I've been able to do, and because of the man I am today. And all three of us, Dad, Mick, and I, we've all learned a lot from Mr. Meeks, and he was a good guy to us. He taught us a lot.
Now, at what point did you think, hey, I might be pretty good at basketball?
Apparently never, because I tried to get him to watch the KABC announcement with me. I guarantee if I had called Gummy, Gummy would have been right there beside me. But Rex unfortunately said, I have no shot. Leave me alone. I'm going back to bed. Yeah. He'd gotten up to shoot. He gets up every morning to shoot. So he got his shooting in and then went right back to bed.
Yeah. Gummy, talk about how you kind of got into basketball.
It's always been kind of my thing. Like, I've been playing basketball since I was 4, probably.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of knew it was my thing whenever I was younger because I had, like, one of those, like, plastic basketball goal things, and I broke it because I thought dunking was pretty cool, and I broke the rim off of it. So, but ever since then, I've played all the way through, and it's just always been something I've stuck with.
Now, what other sports do you play?
When I was really young, I'd say, like, 10 or so, I played T-ball, like, peewee ball or whatever, and I knew that wasn't my thing whenever I struck out when the ball was on the tee in front of me. So I decided that wasn't my sport. And so I just went back to basketball, and then sophomore year I started running cross country and track, and those are the two other sports that I've played ever since then.
I struck out once in slow pitch softball, so I've got to. Going into the game against Madisonville, what do you guys see that you have to do to get that win?
Just play as a team. I mean, one person's not going to be able to do it all. We're all going to have to come together and contribute. I mean, that's a good team that they have over there, and it's not going to be easy. So we're just going to have to play together and do the right thing.
I asked you this the other night, but what did that win over Caldwell County mean for Dawson Springs?
It was big. I mean, we hadn't beat them the past 6 times, I think. So just finally being able to beat them on that big of a stage at their place was really nice.
Yeah, Rex, what did that win mean for you?
It meant a lot because it was the first time since I've been here that we were able to get past the first round and make it into the regional. Not even worried about just the set aside the championship. We're in the regional for the first time since I've been in high school, so it's a really good feeling to me. So I know for the Dawson people, it's even sweeter.
Yeah, Mickey, maybe you can talk about that some too, about what that means for Dawson Springs. And you guys have had a great season, got the win over Madisonville during the season, but that kind of put the stamp on it when you got past that first round of district.
Well, I mean, again, in any team sport, you want to get to where you have a shot to get to a state. And if you don't get past the first round, then obviously you don't have a shot. And the community, especially administration-wise, they're loving it. They're excited. There's a lot of fun over there. And, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but there's – both these communities, yours and ours, still feel the effects from the tornado.
Yeah.
And we needed something positive. And then our team, we take on this, it's us versus the world mentality. Not to get political, but, there's just some things that still doesn't make sense. We don't have a park yet. We're 4 years into this. And I can assure you that if this would have been north of us, that park would have already been built.
Yeah.
And so I don't understand that, and I'm not going to harp on it, but we feel like maybe people look down at us, and we feel it sometimes, and for obvious reasons, and we're wanting to change it to the fact, instead of saying, oh, let's put Dawson for our homecoming, oh man, we're playing Dawson. That's where we want it. So
yeah, I think you've woken some people up this year.
Well, it's just a testament to the guys' work. You got to understand, they ran cross country for the team. Now, Gummy already ran it anyway, all right, and so did Deacon,
yeah,
all right, and Easton, obviously. But, Bird's not a big fan of it. Rex wasn't going to do it until I just said, look, you're going to do it. That's our conditioning program.
Yeah.
And when they first started, I was actually in Florida helping with USFA softball, and when I got back, the first thing he said to me wasn't, hey, Dad. It was, as best decision you ever made, Dad. Mm. It was making us run cross country. And, when you know that your starters are going to log a lot of minutes, you got to be in shape. And cross country will get you in shape. So it just seemed like an easy decision for me. And, 10-mile Wednesdays is not something they look forward to.
Yeah, that sounds tough.
Yeah. Yeah, look at him. having flashbacks.
That was terrible.
We're talking this morning with the Dawson Springs Panthers. We've got head coach Mickey Blue and players Rex Blue and Montgomery Johnston in the studio with us. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the nets.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
It's that time of the year, and the only place to find your complete award-winning coverage of this year's second region tournaments with more stories, picks, and video is at YourSportsEdge.com. Coverage of the 2025 second region tournaments presented by Fredonia Valley Bank only at YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're talking with the Dawson Springs Panthers. Head coach Mickey Blue is with us. Players Rex Blue and Montgomery Johnston in the studio with us today. And, Coach, again, a big win for you guys the other night over Caldwell County. You get Madisonville tonight in the championship game. And, you know, we've talked with Rex and Gummy, but you guys really had some other players step up for you the other night and play big too.
Yeah, Deacon, you know, he's been struggling with a foot injury, and he's tried to fight through it, and that's by far his best game since the injury. Mm-hmm. And he gave max effort, and Bird has been dealing with the same thing. He had a foot injury. That was our 13th game of the year with a healthy starting five.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, Bird came up big. They all came up big. You know, even though Easton didn't score any points, his hustle, he had some key rebounds, key steals. You know, he's a dog. I mean, that's just it. Just call him a dog.
And Jaden Plunkett got his 1,000th point.
Yes.
It was kind of overshadowed a little bit, but he got it.
Yeah, when I say Jay Bird, yeah. I mean about Plunkett. So I apologize for that.
But, yeah, just a big moment for him and a big moment for the team there for him to get 1,000 because that's in the district tournament as well.
Well, again, you know, it just it comes to the hard work. You know, you've got three players right now that have hit pretty decent milestones, mm-hmm. and they're all on the same team, and that doesn't usually happen, especially here. I mean, usually it's one person that gets the milestones and everybody else kind of just is a support to that main person. We've got three people that, you know, from the three-point line can do some damage on any given night. And then Easton showed that he could do so, four. And then Deacon, you know, he was close to 20. So, I mean, at any given time on a good night, all five could be 20-point games.
Montgomery, you guys say you have something special planned if you get that win over Madisonville tonight.
Yes, sir. Made a little deal with one of my teammates that if we win tonight, that we're both going to have to buzz our hair. So it's not really going to change much for me, since I had a buzz cut till I was in seventh grade. But if that's the case, then I'm going to go into the regional tournament looking a little different.
Rex, are you in on that?
No, sir.
Oh, no. No. I won't even touch that one.
One thing I wanted to ask you guys about, though, Rex, you got to play last summer for Team USA. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was fun. There was a few times where specifically France, they were a little, it was a little crazy. The game got a little bad. And all I'll say with that game is that they didn't like that a little 6-foot kid was coming in and getting rebounds over them.
Oh, really?
Because if I'm correct, I think I had, how many was it in a row, Dad, on both ends?
Well, for the first 6 minutes of the first quarter, he was the only player on either team to get a rebound.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And it got heated. I mean, it was interesting. And I told him, I'll go ahead and say it. I told him, I said, well, it's getting you ready for Caldwell next year. And I didn't I say that? Because it got physical.
Yeah, they were. But other than them, it was for the most part, it was good competitive basketball. And it was a fun time. Even when there was a point, and there were other USA teams there for other age groups as well. And when our 17U was playing, the whole gym started chanting USA. And
really?
It was just
there was a girls' game. The girls were from Northeast. And that game gave me goosebumps. Yeah. And because it was just the people were going nuts. And, like, all the people that were from the United States was watching that game because there was nobody else playing from the United States at that time. And they were all there. And if I'm not mistaken, remember the Walters girl from Connecticut? Is it Kara Walters?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure she was the coach of that team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how did that opportunity come about to play over there?
Well, somebody actually recommended both of these guys. They both got an invitation to do it. Somebody liked them, and they based a lot of it off of. They did more of it off GPA, to be honest with you, because there was definitely some deserving players that should have went. You know, Gummy should have went. I'm not just going to be honest with you. There were some guys that he could have most definitely played over. And unfortunately for him, they didn't call him back. And that's not his fault. That's their fault. Mm. So Rex got lucky. He got in the mix. He got an interview. They liked his interview. They liked his resume on his GPA stuff. And the rest was history. So it was a blind luck, to be honest with you. I wish they had called Gummy. I really do. Because I think because these two have done so much together over these 4 years, that situation would have been a lot of fun for Gummy also. And he would have competed well for us over there.
Now, how much traveling did you guys get to do with that?
Well, we went to New York twice this summer, and then we went to Boston, and then we went obviously to Spain, and it was a crazy summer.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to do that again. But it was a good learning experience. This gentleman beside me here is a food diva. He's very critical of seasoning. He will tell you if something doesn't taste right, and if he doesn't like it, he won't eat it.
Yeah.
But he enjoyed his food over there, and it was amazing, the food over there. And we ate a burrito over there, and usually a burrito over here, you get full and it's heavy. Oh, no, I actually ate one and got to walk 5 miles afterwards.
Wow.
I would have never done that over here. So.
Yeah, everybody says the food over there doesn't make you fat, where everything over here makes you fat.
Well, the juice over there was like fruit juices.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
Over there, their fruit, it didn't matter. Like, usually over here, from the color, you can kind of tell if a fruit's going to be good or not. Over there, it didn't matter what color it was. Every time you ate it, it was good. There wasn't a single fruit that was bad over there. So I figured that was probably – they probably don't put this stuff in the – when they plant it, they probably don't put the stuff in it that we do, and it was just way better.
Now, Rex, what are your future plans after basketball and after high school?
As of right now, I'm still looking into mechanical engineering. I'm not for sure where I'm going to go yet, but I'm looking into mechanical engineering, and I want to work in aerospace eventually after college.
Do you still plan to try to play basketball someplace?
If the opportunity arises, I'll consider it. I don't really know I'm just looking at my options as of right now, basically.
Montgomery, what's the future plans for you?
Hopefully I can go play basketball somewhere. I have an offer from a college in North Carolina, and then I'm going to probably like study some type of business. And then once I get out of college, I want to have my own business. I'm probably going to be in the fire department. So
okay,
that's what I got planned.
Mickey, a question I always like to ask the coaches when they're in here. In your opinion, what's the state of high school basketball right now? And what, if anything, can be changed to make it better?
Everything is soft because of society. And we got to figure out a way to go between what used to be and what is. There needs to be a median there, all right? You don't have to be Bobby Knight, but you don't have to be Mother Teresa either. And people get their feelings hurt a lot these days. And you and I grew up on sticks and stones, right?
There were a lot more disciplinarians
yes,
back then.
Yes, yes. And I'm not saying you got to rule with an iron fist. And I understand that, you know, there's people that don't like me because I'm more of in your face. But ask Gummy. Don't ask Rex, because Rex is an obvious answer. But ask Gummy who has his back.
Who's got your back?
Definitely the coach and Rex, obviously.
So we're built different. Some people like it, some people don't. But I'm me, and I'm true. And I want these men, when they leave, to be men. And I want them to be even better leader than I am.
Are there any changes as far as rules or anything, though, that could make the game better? Or you kind of like it the way it is?
Well, I mean, I rule-wise, not really. They keep pushing this shot clock. And obviously, for us, that would be terrible. Be absolutely terrible. Small school, you know, within Kentucky, when you're playing a lot of people that's you know, bigger than you, it's just not going to go too well for us. I wish they'd go back to two referees. I think the game was better when they had two instead of three. And that's not me knocking on the refs, because, you know, sometimes you want to be professional and you don't want to step on somebody's toe because, you know, they got certain areas. And that's why I don't really get upset if somebody says, well, he called it from all the way over there. If it was the right call, I don't care who called it, you know. And I'm not knocking on it. It's just sometimes you get caught in that situation. Well, that's his call. And if you got a younger ref, he doesn't want to step on a veteran ref. You know what I'm saying? And it's not – that's not a bad thing. It's just I think the game was better with two.
Yeah. Gummy, I remember talking to you before the season started, and you said you wanted to hang a banner this year. You got a chance tonight to get a district championship banner.
Yes, sir. That's been one of my goals for a very long time, and now since we got to win Monday night, we get the chance to do that tonight, so hopefully we can get something up in the rafters at the school.
Right. Mickey, once again, you guys got Madisonville. What do you got to do to come out of there with a win?
Play with heart, play together, and understand the 50-50 balls have to go our way. And I give a lot of credit to them on the second half Monday night, because Caldwell won the 50-50 balls first half. We won it the second half.
Always comes down to just little things in a big game.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you guys all making the trip over this morning and being on the show. And good luck tonight. We'll all be out at the cab to watch it.
All right. Hey, you can wear some purple and gold tonight if you want.
I might have some purple someplace. I have to do some digging, you know. Most of my stuff's got blue in it, but I'll see if I can find some purple.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Again, the Dawson Springs Panthers tonight taking on Madisonville North Hopkins in the championship game. We've been talking with head coach Mickey Blue, Rex Blue, Montgomery Johnston in the studio with us here on the Sideline Report this morning. We need to get to a break. We'll have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Cadiz Trigg County Tourism invites you to visit Cadiz soon and often. We have great places to shop, eat, and enjoy. Find out more at gocadiz.com or on Facebook.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
Tess. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 9. We like playing games, but we love making winners.
Ah, look at you go, girl!
You did great, girl. You did wonderful.
You got it!
That's exciting.
Everything you need to know and a whole lot of fun. Start your day with us. Right. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9.
What station made you winner this morning?
WPKY.
WPKY.
WPKY
in Princeton.
WPKY.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local news edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hedcock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your news edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY news edge, I'm Alan White.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY news edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your sportsedge.com.
The info you need. The people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate the guys from Dawson Springs coming over. Head coach Mickey Blue and players Rex Blue and Montgomery Johnston. They will play Madisonville North Hopkins tonight out at the Cab at 6 o'clock in the 7th District Championship game. And you can actually hear that game on our sister radio station, WFMW, tonight. You can listen online there at WFMWradio.com. Staying with basketball, but switching gears just a little bit, we now welcome Carol Fonseca back to the show with the 5th District Alumni Games coming up next month. Carol, good morning, and thanks for coming back on the Sideline Report.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the Alumni Games coming up.
The alumni game this year is going to take place Saturday, March the 15th. Of course, yet we don't have a time set yet because we're still waiting to see how many teams we're going to have. But all that has to be turned in tomorrow, and then we will get the brackets made and let everybody know. But we usually have enough teams that we start about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and we go strong until about 6 p.m. that night. So we've got several men's teams this year. I think each county has two teams, a young and an old men's team. And then the women, so far we've got Lyon County. Caldwell is working on theirs and is supposed to let me know today. And Trigg County has two separate teams as well. So I think it's going to be a great day, just like it has been in the past.
Well, and for the 5th District Alumni Game purposes, Caldwell County still a 5th District school, right?
We are considering that because, yes, when I played back in school, they were in our district. And when we started this a few years ago, we were like, man, we just need somebody else to, you know, get involved in this. And so we made the decision, you know, since they used to be in the district, you know, let's ask them to come do this because it's a lot of fun. And so, yes, we included them back in it, even though they changed districts, you know, a few years back.
Yeah, it's actually been like almost 20 years now. It doesn't doesn't seem like it sometimes, but the middle school teams, I think, still play each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think they do, too. So, but, yeah, like I said, I knew it had been a while because I've been, I won't say how long I've been out of school, but I knew it had been a while anyway.
How did the alumni games get going? Because this is several years you've been doing this now.
Yes. In 2018, I have to give credit to where it goes. It started at Livingston County. And they, you know, got in touch with us, said, you know, we'd love for y'all to come over and play in it, have a team. We said, great. And at that time, the concept was that it would change or rotate schools each year, just like the tournament does. And so the next year, we hosted it at Lyon County, and it just kind of stuck. Everybody was like, well, that's a central location. We're fine with you all, you know, keep doing it, and it just kind of went from there. So we've been doing it every year since. We did not have it the year of COVID, I believe. But other than that, we've, you know, had it every year.
Now, do you have any big names coming in this year? We know Ty Rogers has played in the past. Who can we look for this season?
When I talked to the Pete Travis, helped get the men together, and when I talked to him the other day, he said that Ty was a maybe at that point, I believe. And then, of course, Pete's playing. Honestly, he messaged me. Unfortunately, I've had a lot going on this week with some medical issues with some family, so I don't have the list in front of me. But I know there's, you know, they've got several men that are going to play, but Ty was a maybe. Then on the women's side, I know Allison Schultz, which was Allison West in school, she's playing, and Aubrey that played with her in high school is going to play. I got a few surprises for coaches for the bench this year, which was a couple of the players. We do have a lady that she graduated before I did, who said she at least wants to get out there for a few minutes. So, you know, she's willing, we're going to let her. And, you know, it's all to have fun and just bring back those great memories that we all remember. So she's going to try to get on the floor for a couple minutes. And then before the women's game, the rest of us women who feel like we're out of shape and injured or too old to do this, we're going to play hopefully a little friendly game of gotcha just so that we can kind of include those as well. That way it gives something for everybody to do.
Well, and you say it's for fun, but sometimes some of those games get just a little competitive.
Yes, they do. Especially more so in the men, but the last few years, you know, the women's game have gotten competitive as well, which, you know, if you ever played basketball, you always have a competitive streak in you, and I don't think that ever goes away. So, which, you know, one year we had a couple of mother-daughter team, you know, there that played together, and I think one of the moms ended up losing a shoe. So, but, it, you know, we try to keep it all in fun, but yes, it can be competitive because, like I said, competitiveness never goes out of you.
Yeah, especially some of those guys' teams. I know they take a lot of pride in those alumni games.
Yes, they do. I mean, and I think that's great. You know, I mean, that goes to show that, you know, basketball doesn't just last through high school. That, you know, to me, that's something that, well, in my situation, it's lasted a lifetime. And, you know, sometimes it changes your character as well. But yes, they're really proud of those trophies, and I don't blame them. I mean, you've been out of school that long and can still do something like that. You know, I think that's great. I wish we just had it where we could give, you know, every individual on the team that wins a trophy, but, you know, we do the best we can. So,
well, if somebody wants to play, can they call somebody and still get involved in this?
Sure, they can still call me. Like the Lyon County women's team this year, we've had a few that normally play that have other things going on that day, and they're not going to be able to make it. So we're still, you know, we still have a couple of spots for the women. I think the men's team are pretty set, but, I mean, you know, you can always contact me or Pete Travis, and, you know, we'll gladly let you know if there's, you know, a spot available and go from there. I think when I talked to the representative for Caldwell Women last night, I think she was still trying to get maybe another one or two. So, you know, if there's any Caldwell women out there that want to play, they can contact me, or the person I've been talking to is Tori Loomis. So if you know how to contact her, you can, you know, give her a call and let her know.
Now, who is eligible to play in the alumni games?
Well, in the past, we asked that you be graduated at least 4 years to play, but we changed that this year. As long as you have graduated high school and played basketball at any point during that time, you can play. Unless you are playing on a collegiate level currently. I think they have rules against that too. And then the biggest concern, if one of those kids got hurt, or, you know, one of those adults got hurt playing in this alumni game, we would feel horrible, you know, that it messed up their college. So as long as they're not playing college ball and they have graduated, they can play.
Well, once again, give us the date and all the plans for the alumni games and invite people to come out.
It is Saturday, March the 15th. Like I said, we will post. I have an alumni Facebook page or my personal page. That we will post that and post the brackets. We usually end up starting around 8 or 9 o'clock. It will be at Jason White Gymnasium at Lyon County. The Backboard Club will have concessions. I believe we are getting hamburgers from P&H Meats there in town. They help us out with that every year, and we're very grateful for that. They have popcorn, drinks, candy bars that they will be selling at the day just like any other ball game. I do have a few door prizes for, we usually do a 3-point competition during games if we need to kill some time or something, and then like the gotcha game. And usually Melissa Wynn really helps, you know, with those door prizes. So we appreciate everybody that helps out with this.
All right. Always a fun time.
Everybody gets a t-shirt. That's part of your entry fee. And then anybody that wants to come watch, because you got parents that still want to come watch the kids play in this, spectators that love, you know, basketball one way or the other, it's $5 to get in at the gate and that's all day. You can go in and out as you need. We pretty much keep up with who's paid, who's come in, who's going out. Kids 5 and under are free. So, you know, you get a whole day's worth of basketball for $5. I don't think you can beat that.
Yeah, that's always a great event. I appreciate you coming on this morning and talking to us about it.
All right, well, I appreciate you. That way we can help get the word out. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
That's Carol Fonseca, one of the organizers for the 5th District Alumni Games, and we do appreciate her taking time to join us here on the Sideline Report this morning. We need to get to a break. We'll have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are financially taken care of for life. Call Josh Ray with Woodman Life at 270-625-0307.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At WPKY Radio, we proudly celebrate the locally owned businesses that define our communities because we're a local business too.
Get the local advantage. Think local business first.
Local businesses and nonprofit organizations are more than just the backbone of our community. They are its heart and soul. These establishments provide essential services, create unique local products,
and foster the vibrant culture that we cherish in our neighborhood. They support local employment and contribute to the local economy in irreplaceable ways. Show your support to the Community Medical Clinic, landmark of Catawba and URI. Shop local, donate when you can, and spread the word. Together, we can make a significant impact and ensure that our community continues to thrive and prosper.
Get the local advantage. Think local business first.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, 61 degrees, sunny skies this afternoon, a west wind that could be as high as 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, 35 degrees, the low, clear skies, and Friday, sunny skies, the high near 64. South wind shifting southwest, 15, maybe 25 miles an hour. But back to this afternoon, 61 degrees, sunny skies in southwestern Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate all the guests we've had so far this morning on the show. We're going to get a live update in just moments from Scott Brown, who is right now taking pictures at the state wrestling tournament in Lexington. And we'll talk with Scott when we come back right after this quick break here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. Keep your machines running strong and exclusive savings on genuine Case IH planter parts and service, maintenance solutions, select reman parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine Case IH lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that keep you in the field longer. Visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
Cadiz Trigg County Tourism invites you to visit Cadiz soon and often. We have great places to shop, eat, and enjoy. Find out more at gocadiz.com or on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate you tuning in on this Thursday morning. We're going to check in now at the state wrestling tournament in Lexington. We've got Scott Brown with us, and Scott, can you hear us?
I can.
All right. Tell us what's going on in Lexington.
Well, Sophie Parrish won her first match quicker than it took you to intro this segment for the state wrestling tournament.
Good for her.
Sophie needing 26 seconds to win her first round match. In the 100-pound class, she comes in as the number one seed as well. 36-6 record and the number one seed in this weight class. So she took care of business quickly. Caldwell County's got three other wrestlers on the mat today. Fort Campbell's got four on the mat. Hopkinsville's got three. One of their wrestlers just won her first ever state tournament match. Isabel Walker just won her match, and Trigg County's got two middle schoolers competing. So this is the second year the KHSAA has sanctioned girls wrestling, and so far the event's off to a good start.
Yeah, they'll finish up the girls today. I think they have a 16-person bracket, and then the guys will have 2 days with a 32-person bracket in each weight class.
That is correct. They look to be done later on this afternoon here. Six mats here at All-Tech Arena. All-Tech Arena, of course, at the Kentucky Horse Park. It's used as a horse-showing venue, but they put down the padded floor over the dirt and then put the wrestling mats out onto the padded covering. And so they're able to get six mats at once and pretty good venue to watch things here.
If it's anything like the regional tournament last week, it's going to be a very physical state tournament.
It is. The good news here is you're not going to have as many people on the floor holding up a cell phone and getting in your way like they did at Region last week. But it's very spaced out, and it's it's run with Swiss clock precision as they get the wrestlers onto their respective mats. And in fact, I think last year it moved so quick they had to take a bit of a break because they were so far ahead of schedule.
Well, and as you mentioned earlier, we have a lot of youngsters from the Your Sports Edge area competing in both girls and boys state tournaments this week.
Yeah, 15 guys and 13 girls. And like I said, the girls are off to a 2-1 start right now. It'll continue tomorrow. I think Christian County's got 7 wrestlers. Caldwell's got 4. And Fort Campbell, I think, got 3 or 4. So it'll be a busy couple of days, but there's a good chance of some medal podium finishes for both the boys and the girls.
And one team that's not really in our coverage area, but from this end of the state, Union County, always one of the favorites to take the big trophy.
Yeah, every one of their wrestlers wrestled in the region championship last week. You made the comment. They lined up their finalists, and it was like a team photo because they had a representative in all 14 region matches, and obviously that bodes well when it comes to scoring points at state as Union County looks to bring home yet another state championship this year. Harrison County is a team that could give them a bit of a run, and, of course, Paducah-Tillman in their own region.
It's a busy time on the sports schedule with state wrestling this week. We've got district basketball tournaments. We've got regional basketball tournaments coming up. And right now we have a ton of content up over at Your Sports Edge.
Trying to get it up anyway.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the photos don't edit themselves. The recaps don't write themselves. And the video doesn't edit themselves. It takes time to get all that up. And I know you are too. We're just trying to get everything up as best we can, and we don't want to slight anybody because of that. So just be patient, and we'll get our interviews up and get our photo galleries up. And it is busy week with region basketball next week, and then not much of a break. You get right into baseball and softball and track.
Well, we're going to let you get back to taking pictures and doing interviews and shooting video and all that stuff, but we appreciate the live update from state.
Yeah, I'm just glad you called after Sophie wrestled, because if you'd have called during her match, I wouldn't have got any pictures or video. It was that quick.
Yeah, that sometimes it's tough to get wrestling pictures. I used to tell some wrestlers that, you don't want to pin somebody in 15 seconds. I don't have time to take a picture of it.
That's right, but that takes you to focus the picture and get the lighting right. Referee smacking his hand on the mat, and the match is over.
Yeah. All right, Scott, have a great day up there, and we appreciate the update.
All right, thanks, Todd.
That's Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. He's at the state wrestling tournament at All-Tech Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington. The girls on the mat today, they'll finish up their tournament today, and the boys will get underway on Friday, and then they'll finish up things on Saturday. Again, that's at state wrestling in Lexington. It's been a busy show today. Hope you enjoyed it. We appreciate the guys from Dawson Springs coming over. Head coach Mickey Blue and senior players Rex Blue and Montgomery Johnston. We appreciate Carol Fonseca coming on and talking about the 5th District Alumni Games coming up next month. And again, thanks to Scott Brown for taking time out from a busy work day up at State Wrestling for a live update here on the Sideline Report on WPKY. Basketball action at the Cab tonight. It is the 7th District Boys Championship game tonight between Madisonville North Hopkins, the top seed, and the Dawson Springs Panthers. You can hear that game on our sister station, WFMW, and you can listen online at WFMWradio.com. WFMW will have the entire 7th District tournament this week and then the entire 2nd Region basketball tournament next week. That's going to wrap us up this morning for the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.